I'm Steve Scherr, and this is KUOW Seattle. A few more tracks on the record. I'm Steve Scherr. I already said that. The record was skipping.
You're still Steve Scherr, and I'm still Ross Reynolds. Marshall, Texas. You know that place? That's the home of the hit show Friday Night Lights about football. It might be the last place in the country you'd expect to see a ban on football. So the sports editor at the Marshall newspaper, Nathan Haig, would know.
As a sports editor, I mean, that's what people want to talk about. They want to talk about Marshall Mavericks football.
Because here's what happened. At the very same school featured in Friday Night Lights, they passed a ban on their tackle football program for seventh graders. Nathan said he was even more surprised by the response, or lack of response, from the town.
You know how passionate people are. It was definitely a surprise. The parents were kind of on board with it. We're on board with it pretty much right away because of the whole safety issue that's being talked about in football.
Well, one school and one program might not seem like much, but in a football bastion like Marshall, Texas, it is a sign that the risks of football and other school sports are sinking in. John Miller is Assistant Executive Secretary of the State of Washington Interscholastic Activities Association. He's been watching how research into the danger of sports has changed sports in our state, and he joins us now. Thanks for joining us, John.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So can seventh graders in Washington State play tackle football, John?
Yes, they can.
In Pop Warner or in school leagues?
Both. Some schools have seventh grade football. Other football groups exist at the youth level in Pop Warner and other programs like that.
Is it too dangerous for seventh graders? What do you think?
I don't think so at all. I really think football is becoming much safer as a result of the attention that's recently been given to the risk of head injuries.
So you think Marshall, Texas is going too far by banning tackle football for seventh graders?
Well, I can't speak for Marshall, Texas, but I do know that here in Washington, we're doing some things with our schools and working closely with youth football to make football as safe as it can be.
So safe enough that seventh graders should be able to play tackle football?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. You've said, and it's evident, that Marshall, Texas banning tackle football indicates there are attitudes changing towards school sports. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think culturally we're seeing a shift from, I think, an enhanced awareness of the difference between, maybe more of a common injury, a sprained ankle, and a potential brain injury. All brain injuries are serious, and you can't tough out a brain injury. So I think as society becomes more knowledgeable and we increase the awareness, for instance, in the state of Washington now, with the advent of the Zachary Leisted Law in 2009, all coaches in the state of Washington that coach youth sports are trained in concussion symptoms of a concussion. All parents now are required to be informed about signs and symptoms of concussion and the potential risk. All athletes at the middle school and high school level also are educated on signs and symptoms of concussion and how to deal with it if they see those signs or symptoms.
So, well, John Miller, those are inputs. What about outputs? Is it safer? Are there fewer injuries taking place since the Leisted Law passed here 5 years ago?
Well, I can speak for Washington. Since December of 2009, and 2009 was the year the Leisted Law came into being, since December of 2009 in middle school and high school sports, we've had zero in the state of Washington, zero operable subdermal hematomas as a result of participation in middle school or high school sports.
And how would that compare?
Prior to 2009, we were seeing 3 to 5 a year.
So it's virtually eliminated them, at least for this last 5 years.
Well, it's done a tremendous job of like I said, the awareness. And the subdermal hematoma is typically the result of a second impact, and is sometimes called second impact syndrome, that causes this bleeding on the brain. And so now with coaches, parents, and athletes being aware of the signs or symptoms of concussion, and those athletes that do experience those symptoms being removed from play, we've greatly reduced the risk of those second impact syndromes.
Well, what about it happening once? Is a concussion okay for a seventh grade football player to sustain? Are they going to bounce back from that?
Well, I mean, more concussions are sustained by students of that age group riding their bicycle or the skateboard than there are in football or any organized team sport. So it's really, I mean, the medical research folks will tell you that you have a greater chance, or a student athlete has a greater chance of sustaining a concussion riding to and from practice in an automobile than they do actually participating in the sport. So I think as I said, as the awareness grows, the sports are getting safer. The culture is changing. You know, when I was playing high school football, our coaches had a training kit on the sideline that had some Band-Aids and it had smelling salts. And if you were knocked unconscious, they would wake you up with the smelling salts to put you back in the contest. We progressed from that to, you know, how many fingers do you see and those kind of things. We're way beyond that now. And like I said, the culture is changing. And now student-athletes understand the potential danger of participating if you have signs or symptoms of concussion, and they're even watching out for each other.
John Miller is with the Washington State Interscholastic Activities Association. As I mentioned at the beginning, when you see Texas, particularly football-crazy Texas towns banning football for seventh graders, you got to wonder if that's happening elsewhere. You don't think it's necessary to do here, but are we seeing that happening in other states besides Texas?
You know, that's the first that I've been made aware of a school actually eliminating tackle football because of because of the potential for brain injuries. We've had schools, you know, reducing program offerings because for budgetary reasons, things like that. But
not safety.
Heard of one eliminating football because of that.
But one final question for you: we've seen how some professional football players are asking for a financial settlement for the damage they suffered while they were players. Are we having any of that happening at the school level, John?
We haven't heard that yet. We've not had any of that in the state of Washington.
John Miller with the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
It's The Record on KUOW.